So the implications of what David's prayer are saying to us beautifully exemplify and illustrate this lost modality of prayer, this fifth mode of prayer. In the language of their time, ancient traditions left us this very empowering message for us and for the people of our future, if we have the wisdom to recognize what they said. And the instructions are so precise. The instructions are so clear if we recognize how these principles work in our lives. So what I'd like to do is share with you, from the perspective of the Dead Sea Scrolls, the exact instructions as they were left to us to implement this lost modality of prayer and what it means in our lives, and then go through and work with these instructions in a way that allows us to implement them into our personal and our family and our community lives today. From the Essene Gospel of Peace, Book 3, we are invited to consider that we live in this world from three different perspectives. So I'm going to begin the quote and then I'll elaborate on what this quote means. Three are the dwellings of the sons and daughters of man. This is the first part of the quote. It says that we live in this world in three ways, three different ways of perception. Although they are separate, they are related. Three are the dwellings of the sons and daughters of man, and here they are. These are thought, feeling, and body. Thought, feeling, and body. This is right out of a 2,200-year-old text. It's saying that you and I experience what we experience in this world through our thoughts, through our feelings, and through our body or our emotions. Emotions are held in the body. So body and emotion, from this perspective, are almost interchangeable. Thought, feeling, and body. So we're experiencing, we're perceiving in this world in these three different ways, and now we're going to have the precise instructions in terms of what we do with those perceptions. And this is the quote. When these three become as one, you will say to the mountain, mountain, move, and the mountain will move. I'm going to say that one more time. When these three become as one, when the thought, feeling, and emotion of our lives are merged into a single potent force, then you will say to the mountain, mountain, move, and the mountain will move. I've got to say to you, in my years in the corporations, as a scientist, as an engineer, when I first began reading this particular quote, perhaps it's no accident that I came across it so early on in my studies, I originally believed that this was a metaphor. That when the text invites us to say the mountain move, the mountain will move. And through what I have seen in my time in the indigenous peoples and in many of the ancient cultures and villages, what I have read and what I've seen with my own eyes, I now know that this is not a metaphor, that this is a literal description of the power that lives within each of you, the power that lives within every one of us. When we can marry what we call our thoughts and emotions into the kinds of feelings that are called coherent feelings based in our hearts, there is a direct measurable effect in the world around us. Western science now is beginning to explain and describe why this happens. It's because thought, feeling, and emotion, though they are three separate, they are very related experiences, and we marry them together, we create the nonverbal language that speaks to the mind of God through what we call our beliefs. Our beliefs are the language that speak to the mind of God. We'll continue with more in the next session.